question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being with us. Coming to you today live on remote from the New York Times Travel Show in New York City. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. We appreciate you being part of our broadcast. And right now we're being joined by our show friends Rudy Schreiner and Christine Karst. They're the co-owners and long-standing sponsors of AMA Waterways, of our show, so we thank you for that. So Rudy and Christine, I'm going to start off with this. I'm sorry, we're going to put you on the spot a little bit. This is normally the part of the program where we say this segment of the program is sponsored by. So I need you both to say after me, this segment of this program is sponsored by.
This segment of the program is sponsored by?
AMA Waterways.
AMA Waterways.
AMA Waterways. That's exactly right.
Listen, exactly. We never get a chance to do this. So for AMA Waterways, give us 20 seconds right now, people listening around the country, why AMA Waterways should be their vacation experience.
So, AMA Waterways, 23 ships in Europe, in Asia, but also in Africa. The most beautiful ships you can imagine. Small, intimate, personal, genuine service. Lots of personalization. We include all our tours, show excursions, from the beautiful city tours to AMA biking, AMA hiking. Some wonderful wellness programs with a dedicated wellness host on board for the ones who want to be more active after indulging in all this fantastic food that we serve on board.
Christine, you're hired.
See, Christine,
you have a new job
so
in radio.
Listen, folks, you know, now that we do have a little bit of it, Rudy, you could be here no problem because you've got the R in your name. Christine, the K doesn't work. It's not RK. But anyway, we might make that exception. But folks, listen, in all sincerity, you'll find all of their itineraries, specials, and more that might be just right for you. Just go to AMA Waterways, that's AMA Waterways. .com or check out rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, so again, so
and if you've never been on a river cruise, I've only been on one, but I'd highly recommend it.
Oh, listen, absolutely, we know we say that.
Can't
and
say enough
about
we're
that. Happy to do this in person. You know, we
both of you.
Christine, you've become a veteran. I think this is like fourth or fifth time maybe you've been on the show with us, so we appreciate that.
It's always fun.
Absolutely, we appreciate that. And again, we appreciate the partnership we have with you. So,
all right,
you know,
so
Mary,
Christine, I want to start with you. It's a new year. Happy New Year to both of you. I still say that until February 1st, by the way. I stay it for a while, the whole month. So Happy New Year. So New Year brings new opportunities, fresh ideas. We look at new trends in the travel world. What are some things that you are most excited about for 2019 for AMA Waterways?
Well, we are very excited to welcome three brand new ships on the three different rivers. In April, it will be our Amadoro on the Douro River in Portugal. It's one of the fastest developing destinations right now. Beautiful, stunning vineyards, actually some of the steepest wine terraces in the world. In addition to Amadoro, in May comes our beautiful AMA Magna on the Danube. Right. And that's a revolutionary ship because it has the double bis, but only a few more guests on board. That means that's the luxury of space.
And that's so important for people to know. So it's an enhanced and larger ship, but you're really not upping the number of guests by much.
Christine, I'm sorry. It has a double what?
So the ship is twice as wide as all the other ships.
Oh.
Double
okay.
as wide.
I see.
Yeah.
But it only can go on the Danube. Mm-hmm. So it cannot go through the locks.
Because the locks on the Danube can accommodate.
Can accommodate.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
So you built an entire ship just for the Danube.
Just for the Danube, yes.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Tell us real quick with the third ship you were mentioning.
The third is the Amamora coming to the Rhine River.
Okay.
Because also
right.
the Rhine, four countries between the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Switzerland, is experiencing a huge demand as well.
How many ships do you have on the Rhine right now?
On the Rhine currently five coming with
the Amamora. Okay, so that will be the latest. Okay.
Yeah. Right, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, Rudy, I want to, and it is funny as I continue, I'm always talking to our Rudy when I say this, but now I'm looking at you, I got double here. I heard you talking yesterday about something or maybe it was at the other night at the Travie Awards and we were all at that, it might have been there. As far as the AMA Magna, right now she is traversing the Atlantic Ocean, I believe. Give us the update where she is and what's the destination and how are things going?
So today she's actually passing the coast of Portugal. The hull of the AMA Magna was built in Serbia.
Okay.
Since she cannot go up to Holland for finishing work, we had to put her down to the Black Sea, put her on a freighter, ship her from Constanza, around the Greek islands, Sicily, Spain, Portugal, up to Holland. She got finished in Holland. on January 6th, actually, all our team was in Holland visiting the ship. We were about 80 people from the office here. And then the following week, she left back for Constanza. So she's on a Korean freighter, and today she's passing Portugal. She made it through the Bay of Biscayne, a very critical part, one of the most stormy areas.
Well, you're smiling, so we know you're happy.
Yes, so you're happy.
I'm
you
very
can
happy
breathe
she
a sigh
made
of relief. Okay.
So she's already in decent waters now. The only critical area is still the Greek islands, where it can get very windy. This time
it's
of the year.
Incredible logistics.
So, Rudy, our Rudy
right.
now.
I believe that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about moving this ship.
I have enough time getting a FedEx package to Europe, let alone putting a ship all the way around. Gosh.
So estimated arrival day is February 5 in Constanza. Then she goes through the Cerna Water Canal into the Danube and is being brought up to Germany, to Wilshoven, where she all the furniture will be put on.
Okay.
So the interior is pretty much all done. All the hardware is done. So now the only thing missing is some carpets and all the furniture.
And I know the listeners of this audience have been hearing us for many, many, many months talking about the Alma Magna, but she is on target and on schedule?
She is on target, on schedule,
excellent.
And she
excellent.
Looks fantastic.
Correct.
Okay,
terrific.
So all these new ships, perfect sign here that the growth in river cruising is unbelievable, even recently within the past 5 years. So I think for people listening, for people who haven't maybe taken a river cruise in 10 years or so, what's new in river cruising? What kind of trends are you going to see in your business? What are you looking to do?
For us, important part is wellness and health. Yeah, right. And that starts from the food side to the shore excursions to our fitness on board. And Christine especially, she's pioneering the whole wellness on board. And I think you're better off telling about the wellness program.
Well, when river cruising started, it was considered as a very passive option. You know, you had to be maybe at a certain age, and then you would do a river cruise, and that has changed completely, and we were actually at the forefront of changing it. So we made it a much more active option, but giving a variety of tours, because we also see so many more multi-generational families coming on board, and maybe the grandparents would still love to do the city tour, visiting all the palaces of Vienna, for example. But maybe the parents want to do a culinary tour, and the grandchildren go on the bike or hike up to the castle. And then they all come together for dinner again and exchange their experiences and have their beautiful, wonderful family time together.
Children are allowed on your vessels?
Children are allowed. We allow from age 4. We recommend from age 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we see actually quite a few families during Christmas, New Year's, and also during the summer break and the spring break. And they are all very well behaved, because once they see the stunning history and medieval buildings of Europe, that's what they want. That's what they see. That's what they had learned at school.
Right.
And it's just fantastic.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think that there is a, and there's no question it's changing. It's evolving. But there is absolutely a stigma that has been out there that it's usually older couples or affluence, okay? But when you look at it right now, it is families. You know, it's going to be multi-generational travel, which is certainly big, and we hear that everywhere we go right now. I mean, it's group travel with friends. You talk about there's a lot of women going and traveling.
Women, the latest trend. Yes. It's the mother and the daughter. It's the sisters, the cousins. It's
what
the
cruise
girlfriends.
Is that exactly?
I'm friends.
We can talk after. We do have a soloist.
No,
right,
you don't want to do that.
Speed date.
When we were on the river cruise with you, we had met the couple that was going to be having their wedding, and so it's for weddings. And I would say, I don't know if this is a big part of your business, but I've recommended to folks, if they have smaller corporate meetings that they want to have, you could probably accommodate that as well, I would think.
We can, because we have so many different, especially on the Alma Magna, different restaurants. We can give you all your private space, private cocktail receptions, lectures, whatever you want to do on board. And we do have a renewal of the WOW package now, which was just starting now last year. And on the Alma Magna, we have a little sundowner boat. So that's also the first on any river cruise ship.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Water sports platform.
Nice.
Little boat
nice.
For up to 10, 12 guests. And then we can give this boat privately to this honeymoon couple, maybe, or maybe they bring the family along and they all go.
So, Rudy and Christine, I'm going to ask you both to hold over to segment three that's coming right up, because we're going to hit a break coming up in a second. And folks, listen, a reminder to all of you that are listening right now around the country, check out AmaWaterways.com. And also make sure you go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can do it all at rmworldtravel. 80% of the show is still to go, so we ask you to stay right where you are. RM World Travel is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
It's segment three, everybody. Welcome back to New York and our live broadcast from the New York Times Travel Show. This portion of our program is sponsored by RedlandCotton.com, the best bed sheets, towels, and linens you'll ever own that are 100% American made with all American materials.
They are, and I think, you know, most of us have, when we travel, we've certainly enjoyed a great experience with the hotel plush towels, the sheets, and Redland Cotton can match or surpass that experience. There's really a huge difference in their quality between their products and other brands, yet the prices are affordable. You can check out their full line of products, including baby bedding, plus a 15% savings site-wide for being a listener of our program at redlandcotton.com, or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We tell you, it's always a good place to go. We'll link you over to everything here on the show. Joining us here at the Javits Center in New York City are show friends and loyal sponsors of our show, Rudy Schreiner and Christine Karst. They are the owners of AMA Waterways River Cruises that you hear us talking about all the time. So, you know, I want to say, you know, when you were on the program with us, I think it was back in October, the two of you were on, I mentioned that there always seems to be another prestigious award that your company is winning. And I know, Christine, you know, we had a good laugh over that and so forth. But earlier this week, we were at the Travi Awards, all of us together. I think that was Wednesday evening. I'm
Wednesday.
Losing track of days at this point. And I have to say, when we were sitting there, folks, and please take this in the spirit that it's meant, but I just want to be able to, I haven't had a chance to say this to Rudy and Christine. It was a clean sweep. I mean, Mary and I are sitting there. I mean, you beat out Viking and these other companies for everything. I mean, folks, here's what, best river cruise line overall, best river cruise line in Africa, best river cruise line in Asia, best river cruise line in Europe. The Amalia was also recognized. I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, so you guys, I mean, so, you know, how do you feel about that, though, as owners? Because Mary and I, certainly as owners for all these years, we understand when you have successes, you love to be recognized. But how do you two feel about that?
Mm-hmm. You know, right? So...
It's a testament to, you know, the team. I would say the crew on board all our ships, they are acts of kindness. They every day extend to all our guests. They are so genuine. Our team on board, actually, in Calabasas, Southern California, where our headquarters is, but also our teams in Basel, in Switzerland, and in London, they all, like we do, they live it, they eat it, they breathe it, they are completely committed and invested, and I think that creates the difference. They all love what they do.
It makes such a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've often said you're going to check into a hotel, and if there's no hot water, if the person at the front desk has greeted you with a smile and a welcome and they make it right, you forget about it. Mm-hmm. But if they greet you and they're grouchy and they don't look up at you because they're looking at their computer and something's wrong in your room, you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, right. Our guests
staff,
pay so much, and they want to be pampered, and they want to get more than what they expect.
And that's actually what I want to hit on the guest experience with AMA Waterways. Christine, yesterday we had the pleasure to hear you speak on a panel, and we learned something new. This statistic really surprised me, and I want to use this to segue into the question I want to ask you. I think our listeners will be very surprised to hear whether you spend more on fuel or free Wi-Fi for the guests. What's the answer?
Surprise, surprise, free Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah. What really surprised me, and I think it really underscores the attention to detail and the motivation for the guest experience. So I'd like you to talk about that. I'd like you to talk about the all-inclusive experience that you provide for your guests.
Well, naturally, I would say a river cruise is a wonderful way to disconnect, you know, from the stress of the world. But the reality is that everyone wants to stay connected.
Right.
And from the moment when we started our river cruise line, we were the first ones to introduce free Wi-Fi on board our ships. And we develop it every day, every year, because the number of devices is increasing, the bandwidth is exploding. And, of course, I know when I'm traveling, and no matter if it's on the ocean or in a hotel, and I cannot access, and it's slow, and I cannot do what I need to do, then I become desperate.
It's frustrating.
And so for us, it's important that our guests really enjoy it. But also, it's a wonderful way to market, because they will send all their pictures via Instagram home, go on Facebook, and you know, their friends and family members, they will see how beautiful the river cruise is and might say, hey, we want to do it with you next time. So tell me where you booked it and what itinerary you would like to go next time, and I come with you. Best way of marketing as well.
So folks, nobody can see this right now. Some inside scoop. We've got Rudy taking pictures of Rudy and Christine.
So thank you.
I like that. You're Instagramming as we talk. Excellent. I like that.
So it's satellite time that's so expensive.
It's not satellite. It's 4G. But you connect to the...
It costs more than your fuel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
We were completely surprised by that yesterday.
Every time Apple comes up with a bigger phone, it doubles the
amount, you need.
The bandwidth you need. Because people are sending their pictures constantly from the Dropbox and so on. So
that is secrets of the river cruising world. Who would have thought?
So even with the fuel, just if I can say, Amor Magna will have such fuel-efficient engines that we will become so much more environment-friendly. We can turn it off the way we need to, and we spend less on fuel again.
You spend more on wine than you spend on fuel?
We serve some very good wine. We do.
Wine is second to
really, listen, the wine that we had on the cruise and the wine
at
some of the vineyards we went to. I said, folks, listen, we're going to come up again to a hard break. Rudy and Christine, thank you very much for being here with us. It was great to see you today. I know, Christine, we're going to see you on our panel a little later today. And it is great. We appreciate the relationship, and we hope many more people are out there cruising with you this year. Okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Folks, right now, listen, we're going to pause for a quick sponsors break. A reminder that we archive every hour of this national broadcast, that once it airs across our network of nearly 400 radio stations, we're getting close to that number, on our website at RM World Travel. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.